I'm avoiding writing this because I didn't feel like crying today. But this week of Mercury retrograding has triggered the fuck out of me. Reminded me of the traumas that are buried so deep, sometimes I forget they're there because there are parts of me that are still painfully difficult to believe. Sometimes I still feel unworthy. 32 with the world at her feet. Sometimes I still feel unworthy, and it makes me feel so motherfucking weak. At 32, there are some things you could not pay me to believe. Like how some people struggle with imposter syndrome or unattractiveness. That type of shit don't faze me. Because I always feel like I belong. Because I belong to my motherfucking self. And I'm fine as fuck. And you cannot convince me otherwise. I love the fuck out of me. But worthiness? Baby, that thing right there sometimes gets to me. Even though I'm actively choosing me. Notes on worthiness, accountability, trauma, wholeness, and patterns. I have often felt unlovable and neglected for much of my life. By the time I reached my grandparents' house at 14, I had already felt so damaged and bruised that even the love they poured back into me couldn't undo what had already been done to me. One day, a few months before my grandmother passed, I was driving home from work having one of our daily talk me home conversations. My grandmother asked me the one question I had tried to avoid for 17 years. Dominique, who did it? She read everything that I wrote, y'all. She said, Dominique, I see your writing and you never talk about it. It ain't gonna heal till you do. Dominique, who did it? Grandma, it don't matter who did it. It matters what they did. The act itself is what matters. Grandma, this healing is for you. I was habitually molested growing up. The earliest recollections I can remember is around age 12, visiting one of my favorite cousins and her brother, forcing me to touch and suck his dick. Sometimes I can still remember the musty stink of his teenage room. My cycle came on that same year, and I remember hiding that too. I remember telling my favorite brother cousin about what the other cousin did to me, and he asked me to perform it on his baby dick too. And me not knowing anything differently, I did it again in shame, afraid he would tell someone else. And then before that, it was those hide-and-go-get-it games. Friends and cousins played out of curiosity that I know now were natural, but there were no conversations back then on healthy touch nor consent. So essentially, we were all groomed. But the one that has troubled me the longest and caused me the highest source of pain is being molested by my stepfather. And I have tried for so long to protect that man, that in return, all I have ever felt is unprotected, neglected, and abused. I am so tired of holding on to this secret for the sake of my mother. But she knew, and she didn't protect me too. And it hurts. That for so long, I thought I would have to earn love, be more valuable in love if I perform for love. What I know now is that this is a love of desperation. And all I ever wanted was someone to love and protect me, and I couldn't get it. I was a child protecting adults on things a child should never know. I have bear witness to every type of abuse, domestic, sexual, physical, financial, substance. I wonder now, often, how I made it out, and I thank God every day that I wasn't taken out when I wrote a play in my black and white composition notebook at 12 years old called God, Please Take Me Out of This Hateful World. I was always worthy of sex with men, it seemed, but never worthy of being seen. Sex, whether wanted or unwanted, has been deeply associated with shame and trauma for me. In my early years in college, I was selectively, and at other times unselectively, promiscuous. I can't count the number of one-night stands I have had, and I didn't really care. Much of my trauma at that time was medicinally cared for through sex and alcohol. Incidents over the years, like losing my virginity that was already stolen from me at 21, felt like being raped all over again. But instead of being in a dark, musty room, I was in my red Chevy Cobalt car in the darkest woods with someone who was supposed to be one of my cousin's friends. And then it happened again in the Bahamas and after the club one night in Tallahassee. What I know now is that anyone who touches you without your consent or permission is wrong, is wrong, is wrong. I don't care how old you are, what you got on, how much you had to drink, what you consented to then, and then change your goddamn mind. Empowered consent, I realize now, was the missing component for me. I never felt empowered in my choosing, because I wasn't given a fair opportunity to be empowered in my choosing. Sex, being in control of my own body, and permission with my choices were not available to me. I did not have a choice. My choice was inflicted upon me. So how does all of this impact 32-year-old Dominique? I have made a lot of fucked up ass decisions from wanting to be considered worthy and lovable. I have often given too much too soon. I have chosen a marriage that felt safe and reliable, but still neglected. I've had poor boundaries with people. I've had sex with someone just because they wanted to instead of the pleasure I desire. I've often sacrificed my worthiness to have the label of being liked and valued. I have performed in work and in love to be chosen, and yet I have actively been choosing men that are unavailable to me. I have a pattern of choosing men that are unavailable to me. And I didn't realize it until 2 days ago when over drinks with my sister friend Roxanne, she told me all of this. And when I tell y'all, that shit hit me like a ton of bricks. It was like aha after aha after aha. That even after 7 years of working through my shit, I still felt unworthy. And it was obvious in the men that I was choosing. Being with unavailable men feels sometimes safe to me because they are often not looking to control me. Being with unavailable men feels at first real easy because they often neglect me. I know what neglect feels like. Neglect feels real to me. Being with unavailable men sometimes feels positive because I want somebody who, you know, is purposely going after their own goals too, because I'm a busy person. I have many roles that I play. The one real lesson I can offer right now is that being with unavailable men causes me to question my worthiness. I start asking myself, why am I not good enough? What is it about me they are not choosing me? Never enough to actually make the changes, though, about who I am in order to be with them. But often I participate in half-assed versions of romance to get some of what I want, but not all of what I want. Or I do it for a little while and then I block their ass when I get sick of their shit. So when a man I'm interested in says to me straightforwardly or offhandedly through their words or their actions, I don't want you in this way. I don't want to date you. I just want to fuck you. I need to believe them the first time. I don't have to convince myself differently. I don't have to perform for love. I don't have to convince them of my worthiness to be chosen by them. I am whole and well, and I deserve love that is whole and well. Brokenness does not reside in me, and I don't operate from that lens anymore. And yet wholeness is also a new framework for me to navigate. I have all the confidence in the ability and the ability to know I must hold my own self accountable by choosing differently. I can see it, I can spot it, and I can do differently. I will not repeat these cycles and patterns. I will not feel shame for wanting sex, physical touch, emotional support, or affection. I will be poured back into and cared for romantically as well as I care for other people. I can have what is available to me, but not any damn thing. Love and romance can be incredibly easy. I am not afraid to walk away when it doesn't align. I will not be neglected in love. I will be loved purposely, out loud, consistently. I will remind myself, as Kenesha says to me often, tread softly. And to give myself the grace to know the difference between unworthiness and love.